here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Paul, can you hear me?
I can hear you pretty good, Phil. Yes, sir.
Paul Lane is with us, and you are embarking on a campaign that could be a little controversial.
Well, Phil, I hope not, but I will tell you that this Sunday will mark the last of the 39 Winston Cup Series races in NASCAR. I will be writing a letter on Monday to Bill France, Jr., who is the president of NASCAR, and I want him to answer me candidly. I want to know how many drivers currently on the NASCAR circuit are homosexuals so that I can advise my son and we can advise other young men who plan on going into NASCAR as a profession. We know that roughly 10% of the population is homosexual in the United States and worldwide. And that would mean of the 87 drivers currently active in NASCAR, roughly 8 or 9 of them is a homosexual. And I feel I have a right to know which one they are. And I think Bill France is the man to find out should my son choose a career.
Now, why do you need to know how many homosexuals are driving NASCAR?
Well, I think if NASCAR is employing drivers who are predatory, that is a homosexual who is trying to indoctrinate.
Well, are you a homophobe?
No, sir, I am not a homophobe.
Then what, okay, if you're not a homophobe, you're not worried about, you're worried about your son?
What you do in the privacy of your home, Phil, is your business, or wherever you do it is your business. I'm just a father trying to clear a path for my boy. In the world of professional racing, this could be the Pandora's box that I knew existed in NASCAR all these years. I knew there was something going on in NASCAR. I'd always kind of looked around to see what it was.
Excuse me, but I want to ask you something, Paul. What did you do?
I'm a driver, sir.
You raced?
Yes, sir, I did. But I had a velocity-phobia, which is a layman's term. I had a fear of speed, and that isn't the point. The point is the homosexuals that exist as drivers, and whether there's homosexuals in the higher echelons of NASCAR.
But your son is a straight man, isn't that correct?
Yes, sir, he is. He has had his... My boy is straight, yes. He's had his incidents, like all boys do, but he is straight.
And when you say incidents, what?
Like every boy out there, he's had one or two moments with another boy. That is a normal thing. But he is straight. And we are afraid that...
So you're afraid if he goes into this NASCAR atmosphere of gay drivers, what'll happen?
Well, I'm just afraid it might happen again.
Saying what? Well, the homosexuality?
I'm just saying things that happen to all boys, but that's not the point. There are predatory homosexual drivers in NASCAR, and I think the fans have a right to know, and this could rip the lid off it. I have an interview with Channel 3 in Columbus, Georgia, tomorrow. I hope I can get on Motorsports Network, and the LA Times is also interested in talking to me.
All right, we're talking to Paul Tubby Lane, a former driver. He wants to know how many homosexuals are driving on the NASCAR racing circuit, which is the Winston Cup Stock Car Series. This comes out of the blue. I don't know that I've heard anybody asking how many homosexuals are race car drivers.
Well, that's why I say I think I'm the first. I really do think I'm the first, and we want to take every full advantage of this because I was the first one to ask that, and I sent a registered letter to Bill France so that I have the... I have a stamp on it that says of the date when I sent it. So if anybody else sends a letter, they know I'd done it first. And so this could rip the lid off. And I knew there was something. I knew there was something that I could do that nobody else had done before.
All right. Are you asking Bill France? How can Bill France of NASCAR do anything about this?
Well, he can bring them in one by one and interview them, look for the telltale signs, these things.
All right, I want to ask you what those telltale signs are. Paul Tubby Lane with us, our number 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The very last Winston Cup race of the season is happening on, I believe, Sunday, Janice, is that right? At the Homestead Raceway in Miami. And Mr. Lane has a son who's an aspiring NASCAR driver and wants to know how many homosexual drivers there are in NASCAR. You're sure that there are some?
There are 10% of everybody is a homosexual. They take the average man, 10% of him is a homosexual. 100 people, 10 of them is a homosexual. 10 people, one of them is a homosexual. So you got 90 drivers in NASCAR, at least 9 of them is going to be a homosexual.
All right, you were saying what Bill France can do, and you say he could bring them in and look for telltale signs?
I think Bill France should bring in all of the drivers one by one on an interview basis, look for the telltale signs, Who do they keep company with? Is it mostly men that they're going around with? The other thing that is physical characteristics. The gay man, today we know the gay man wears his hair very, very short. Today we are familiar with the signs that the gay man wears a mustache. Today, after much research and through a lot of very brave work by people, we also know that the gay man wears jeans that are worn slightly higher than normal, which allow for the pants to crease into a certain area that is suggestive and attractive to the gay man.
So you're asking Bill France of NASCAR to see if any of his drivers fit this description. They wear their pants too tight.
Hey, someone's going to rip the lid off this, okay? This homosexuality in NASCAR. I got an interview next week, the Arkansas Journal, and there are two radio shows that have booked me.
But you're asking Bill France of NASCAR to bring his drivers in one at a time and determine if they're homosexuals.
Yes, sir, I am. And right now, I demand that Bill France unveil who among the drivers is a homosexual.
This sounds to me like you're trying to make a story where there isn't one, and this outing people for no good reason, sir.
I don't want to out people for no good reason, but if my boy starts walking in the way that's very identifiable with people who have sex, with people who like them, people who are like them, I'm taking a risk that a sport that I...
What do you mean your boy is going to start walking?
If my boy is indoctrinated by any driver in NASCAR who is a homosexual, I am taking a risk that a sport that I love very much is taken over by gays. I have no prejudice, but if my boy goes to the homosexual, that means he won't have a son, and there will not be a fourth generation of the Lane family in racing.
Did your father race NASCAR?
My father raced, what you have to understand, my father and I did not race NASCAR. No, Garth, my son, will be the first to race NASCAR. My father was a six-time regional champion out of La Platte, Texas, in modified slot cars, in slot car racing.
You're talking about toy cars.
Well, you want to call them toy cars, sir. Racing is racing, and if you have racing in your blood,
I just want to know, your father, Garth's grandfather, was a six-time regional champion of modified slot cars?
Yes, sir. He raced slot cars, yes.
And that's the same as racing NASCAR?
Racing is racing, sir. Racing is racing. You go around anywhere in NASCAR, and they'll tell you, racing is racing, whether it's slot cars or what I did, which is compete in Sega tournaments. I've competed in a computer tournament throughout the Southeast.
Let me get this straight. Your son, Garth, is the only one to actually sit in a car and race. Your father and you raced slot cars in video games, and you want to know how many homosexuals there are in NASCAR.
Yes, sir, I do. And if it's something that you can't understand or something that you...
I think it's very unusual for your father who raced slot cars and you who sat in arcades racing computers to identify yourself with your son Garth, who is actually attempting to break into the NASCAR circuit, and also a little curious that you are worried about...
Well, let me just interrupt you. Let me cut you off right there, Mr. Henry. I don't care what you think of how I conduct my race. Racing is racing. What I'm worried about, who are the homosexuals in NASCAR? If they're predatory, if my boy goes into NASCAR, they ask him out for a cocktail, and so on and so forth, and I think you know what I mean. See, I'm very protective of my son.
And I appreciate that very much, sir. I just wanted to get the lowdown here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Paul Lane, he's a former driver, as he has said, and he is concerned. He wants Bill France of NASCAR to begin immediate interviews of all other drivers to find out which one's a homosexual. Vicki, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
What difference does it matter if they're homosexual or not? I'm sorry,
you know,
sir,
ma'am,
but
if you have a son who's going to go into NASCAR, as I do, my son's going into NASCAR, okay? I don't know if you know about racing.
Yes, I do, and I know about homosexuals, but if your son is straight, he's going to stay that way. He's not going to turn gay because some guy...
You know all about this?
Yes, I do.
How do you know about it?
Because I have friends who are gay. I'm not. I'm married. I have a child. But you are sitting here saying that you're not a homosexual.
How come nobody's ever talked about the number of homosexuals in NASCAR?
What difference does it make?
I just want to know.
What difference does it make if they are or they're not?
Because they are homosexuals, they could try to recruit.
They're not going to recruit
you're
people.
Talking
they
about...
do not recruit.
No, excuse me, ma'am, but I don't have anything against homosexuals. But if
yes,
they try
you
to recruit...
Yes, you
no,
do.
No, ma'am, I do not.
Well,
yes,
it sounds
you
like you do to me because you're worried about them recruiting.
You two people can laugh if you want, but you can talk to individuals who know the homosexual in NASCAR. I don't know whether they do it in any other sport, but the NASCAR homosexual we don't know anything about. Will he recruit or will he not? That's all I want to know.
Oh, okay. So why don't we get Bill France of NASCAR to interview all the drivers, and if he finds any of them that are gay, ask him, and by the way, are you going to recruit other homosexuals? All they want to do is win a race. They want to drive their car and win a race.
Well, okay. That's typical liberal talk. You know, I've heard it all before.
I mean, this is just blowing my mind.
I'm saying that Bill France should publicize who among the 87 drivers on a NASCAR circuit is a homosexual.
Well, then what you're asking, whether it's NASCAR, whether it's football, whether it's a major corporation, to publicly announce...
You're outing people, and that is
unethical. Yeah, exactly right.
Even gay people don't out each other.
That's right.
Wait a second. Out them? I bet you they've already told Bill, look, by the way, I'm gay, but, you know, that's just on the PDQ.
What?
They're drivers. So what? They get into a race car. They have a job to do. You know?
I know they do. I got nothing against that. I got nothing against that, ma'am. I'm just saying.
They're not going to recruit. There are scientific studies that have been done. People that are gay are born with extra chromosomes in their body.
Do you, ma'am?
It's a scientific study.
Ma'am, do you follow NASCAR at all?
Yes, I do.
All right. And, okay, I would ask you very clearly, and you can laugh. Jeff Gordon, you don't think has some appeal to the homosexual?
Oh, come on, man. Now you're getting personal,
so
all right?
So what if he does?
Well, but then
so
after the race, then after the race, they wear their pants way up that could possibly lure a young driver like my son.
The only thing you're worried about is you're worried about your son and whether he is straight or whether he's gay. That's what it boils down to.
I'll tell you what I'm
you
worried about.
I
don't want to see the day, lady, when my boy's got a shifter knob stuck up his ass while you're
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, she's laughing at my boy.
Right.
I'm sorry. I mean, I said my point.
I think you made a good point, Vicki. I appreciate your call.
Because that's what we're worried about. Any parent today whose son is considering a career in NASCAR and a Winston Cup Series, whether it be in the truck competition, the Craftsman 500, or what have you, we do have very serious concerns that NASCAR is liberally infiltrated with homosexuals. And I'm talking top to bottom now. I don't just mean the drivers. I mean all the way up the ladder, the pit crews, everybody. And
well, okay, so what if it is?
Is there a recruitment effort underway?
1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. With me is Paul Lane, who describes himself as a former driver. And by the way, he never really drove. He drove in Sega tournaments. His son, Garth, is attempting to break into the NASCAR circuit. And he wants NASCAR to announce how many of its drivers, and I believe there's some 87, or it could be more, drivers who are racing on the NASCAR circuit, how many of them are homosexuals. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Do you think NASCAR should out its drivers? Do you think NASCAR, that's any of their business? This is the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you going to put people on the air like that?
I will put on anybody that agrees with you, sir, but I haven't had anybody.
Well, so you think, you're telling me that all the people have called in so far, they all think it's just fine and dandy that gays race cars.
Yeah, it's okay to, I don't understand when you say it isn't okay for gay people to race cars.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I'll tell you right now, there's got to be... Wait till they do a news story on how many gays are in NASCAR. It'll rip the lid right off of it.
Yeah, well, okay, good, man. That'll be your Pulitzer Prize. Here is Brandy. Brandy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I just want to know why do you think that it's important to know who's gay and who isn't?
Because I think that NASCAR has traditionally been a bastion of straight, clean, heterosexual sports. And now, with the gay leaking in, now it's all going to be gay in everything.
Well, racing is racing, right? So why should it
matter?
That's
true. That's true. You make a good point. Racing is racing.
Right. You said it. Racing is racing.
I think you're concerning yourself too much with who's gay and who isn't gay. If you're confident that your son is straight, then if he races with gays or whether he doesn't race with gays, he's still going to stay that way.
Well, are you a fan of NASCAR, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
What if you found out that Dale Earnhardt Jr. was gay?
I wouldn't care. He races just the same.
Oh, come on.
He races good whether he's gay or not. Being gay doesn't make you a better racer or a worse racer.
What if you found out that it did make you a better racer? Would you then promote gays in the NASCAR area?
That is just a stupid comment.
No,
one thing.
I'm saying if you found out that being gay made you, what are you laughing at?
Because that's an asinine comment for you to make. I mean, why would it make you a better racer or why would it not make you a better racer? What you do in your bedroom doesn't make you perform better on the racetrack.
I would beg to differ. I think that a man who is regularly sexually active can be a much better performer athletically.
Yeah, but that could be straight or gay.
That's true. But I would be interested to find out how many homosexuals have gotten the checkered flag compared to the heterosexual drivers.
Why would it matter?
Well, it would matter if we found out that more homosexuals were winning races than heterosexuals. I think you would see a shift toward the gay lifestyle in the NASCAR circuit.
I don't think a sport makes a person gay or not.
No, I don't think the sport do. But I think yes, ma'am?
So if more gay people were winning races, why would that make it more of a gay lifestyle?
Because I think you'd see a lot of the straight drivers, whether they be the Tony Stewarts or Mark Martins, and they'd say, well, hell, I want to win races too. I will now shift over into a gay area and maybe date men or...
Yeah, sure, pal.
Well?
Yeah. Jeez, you know, that Tony Stewart's winning a lot of races. I think I'll start dating men.
Okay, sir, you can laugh, but you don't have a son who wants to go into NASCAR.
Okay, I know you have a son who wants to go into NASCAR, and I'm sure you're very proud of him. By the way, you racing Sega and your father racing slot cars, that don't make you racers, okay?
Racing is racing, sir. If the homosexual starts to win more than the heterosexual, we could see an epidemic of the homosexual in NASCAR. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Brandy.
Oh,
thank
I
you
don't
for
know.
Your call. Yeah,
thank
it's,
you.
It's nuts. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Tony, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Tony.
Yo. Hey.
Go ahead.
What I want to know is your son homosexual already?
No, he is not.
Well, why do you think that he might have homosexual tendencies?
Because if he's surrounded by a bunch of homosexual NASCAR drivers, he may be indoctrinated.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm a truck driver, and I'm sitting on the side of the road here just waiting for the opportunity to let you know there's 17 men in the troops that I drive for, and there's not one of them that has offered any sexual tendencies toward me. I've got short hair, I have a mustache, and I happen to wear blue jeans. Now, you categorized me as homosexual.
I'll ask you one better. What if you found your son in a pit stop as the pivot man in the middle of a circle?
I don't think that's ever going to happen because my son does not have homosexual tendencies. Does yours?
No, he does not, sir.
It sounds like you're worried that he might, though,
well,
because
I'll tell you,
of the fact that you're not willing to allow him out into the real world.
You got
sound
short
like
hair.
You're wanting to protect him.
You got short hair and a mustache, right?
Absolutely.
And
wearing
jeans.
Blue jeans.
And you wear jeans that go up the crack?
No, they don't go up my crack. That's not got
All
anything to do
All right, well, then you're not
with.
Queer. Then you're not queer.
That's right.
All right, okay. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. How many homosexuals are there in NASCAR? Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Extreme Radio. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We're with Paul Lane, a former racer, and he is concerned, are there homosexuals on NASCAR? And if so, will they try to indoctrinate his son? who would like to become a NASCAR driver. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, right on.
Yes.
Well, for this guy who thinks, obviously, that homosexuals are going to take over his son, number one, I grew up in a race car area in the Midwest with Rusty Wallace and Mark Martin, and no one can just walk on to NASCAR. And, you know, you may make the choice that you want to become a NASCAR driver, but that doesn't mean that you're going to get on. That would be your first.
I understand all that, sir. I don't, you know, I get that. Okay, that, but that,
well,
that's my son's career choice.
Instead of worrying,
Jay,
about your son being a homosexual,
right,
you ought to worry a little bit more about even making it, possibly. And,
okay, he's got all the skills. That's going to be a slam dunk.
Yeah, right on.
It's a slam dunk.
Got skills to be a rock star too, but that
ain't
going to happen.
No, it's a slam dunk. He'll be on.
Yeah, it's a slam dunk.
He'll blow the doors off of Jeff Gordon.
If you've got a father like you, and someone that talks like you and has the IQ of you, I'll give him a slam dunk. And the only one that'll be getting slam dunks is Dad in the pits when you start up this garbage about homosexuals and NASCAR.
Well, sir, I think it's my right to go into the pit area during a race and ask the pit members if they're homosexuals. You're telling me I don't have that right.
As far as anybody I ever knew that was that worried about homosexuals, usually turned out to be homosexual themselves.
Okay, now you're getting over the line. Now you're stepping over the line.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
That's how it is. I mean,
people that I know that are not homosexual are not really that concerned
about people that are.
I'm trying to protect my son.
You're trying to protect your
That's
son.
That's right.
Well,
and
it
all
sounds
I want
like
to do
me that
is before
your phobia of homosexuality is a personal issue that you have that you need to work on, because if you can't work through it.
You don't think I have the right to go car to car before racing and ask
well,
if any of them
you know,
is queer?
If I'm not concerned about who's homosexual, because I'm not homosexual myself.
What if you were?
Well, I'm not,
but
and
what,
I have
what
no desire to be.
What
and
if you
I
were,
think anybody that is
you
that
want to
concerned
know who
about it obviously has homosexual tendencies themselves.
What if you were a homosexual? Wouldn't you want to know who your other people were in the pit area or out on the apron?
Do you know what? Homosexual people know who homosexual people are. Straight
okay.
people know who straight people are.
Well, who do you know on NASCAR?
I could care less.
You say you know Rusty Wallace. You say you know Rusty Wallace, right?
So
that the two of you are gay? I don't understand.
He didn't say he was gay. He said that gay people know each other.
And he said, look, I know the dangers of an interference, and I'll say this. I was
well, yeah, and I know dangers. There's a lot of dangers in the world.
And
worrying about whether your son's going to be homosexual is not one of them.
I accidentally
worrying
sat
about
on a
terrorism
ship job, okay?
And worrying about a lot of other big issues in the world. But if you're worried about the homosexuals, there's people
shifter.
Out there all the time. But I don't worry about whether someone's gay or not, because I'm not
good.
Gay, and
good.
I don't worry about gay people.
It felt good. You don't know whether you're gay or not until you sit on a stick shifter.
You know, dude, you're the one that has...
What is up with this cat?
No, I'm telling you the truth. This man doesn't know whether he's gay or not until he... What happened? Until the hell go... You go through the hell I went through. I slipped and fell ass first on a stick shifter.
You know, it sounds to me like you enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, maybe I did. And maybe if it happened to you, maybe you would.
But now,
okay.
You know what? That's not a problem with me.
I think you're
but
right.
I'm not sure you even got a son, and I know one thing for dang sure.
What's that? That
there is no way that you would ever have a son that would walk in hands down
hey,
to NASCAR.
My son, slam dunk, he'll be a NASCAR champion.
There's no possible way.
Jeff Gordon, you might as well just hang it up, because my son's coming. He's on his way.
Well, isn't Jeff Gordon gay?
Jeff Gordon...
Isn't that what you said he was?
I think he is attractive, yes.
Okay, I've had enough of this conversation.
You,
I've had enough of
this
conversation.
For all the radio
this
listeners
is nuts.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
that's
obviously
it, okay.
anyone...
But until you flip and fall ass first on a stick shifter...
Yeah, okay.
That, you know,
yeah,
I don't, I'm
nuts.
Not concerned about that.
Go on out to the car, slide down on your
pinch.
Okay. All right, I can't have this conversation anymore. It's...
You going to watch the race on Sunday?
I might.
You want to watch it with me?
No, I do not want to watch it with you. I don't want to come to your house and watch it with you. How many homosexuals are in NASCAR? You know what I'd like to find out? How many homosexuals are playing on the PGA? Now, that would be funny. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.